My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson.
It is.
I thought you hit the end of the line just a moment ago, and you had to, you know, get your eyes down to follow. hope everybody's having a great weekend as we motor on through the month of May. Coming up next Saturday, or beginning next Saturday, is National Safe Boating Week. And every year we try to remind folks of what they should do.
And should not.
We've got Kim Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Boating Safety Coordinator, who's going to be visiting with us later in the program. And neat lady, we had her on last year for the first time when she assumed that position. Mm-hmm. And this week has completed a really interesting course. And we'll tell you who she's been training teaching, okay? Mm-hmm. Because they really do practice what they preach. Plus, we've got some news from around the nation, of course, and across Texas. So you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as we get into the mid part of May, there's a lot going on, fishing-wise, fishing-related-wise. For example, just for you all that are marking your calendar, looking ahead to June 1st, Red snapper season in federal waters, both for vessels for hire as well as private, will be taking place and should run to about August 19th, I believe it is, this year, or until, you know, we reach our allowable.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it'll shut down, and then we have to adjust and factor in and date back 2 years like we did last year when they shut us down in December.
That's why we're all confused.
It's the government. It's the government. You know, what can we say?
And we're here to help you.
Right. Sharon Lunker program.
Yes.
Another banner year. We've talked about that quite a bit. And between now and the end of July, Texas Parks and Wildlife are going to be releasing these baby big bass to various lakes. And it's just absolutely amazing.
I mean, it's like millions. That's what's amazing.
Yeah, it's
amazing
like story. 6 million into 53 water bodies. And we're going to have bigger bass.
Yeah.
I mean, and whenever we get some rain out in West Texas and some of those impounds
they do need water.
they do. But pretty interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something, just a little Texas history, if you would.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember reading about the 60s.
If you remember the 60s, you weren't there. Okay.
But there were some reservoirs being built. Sam Rayburn.
Okay.
And Toledo Bend. And earlier this week, on Wednesday the 11th, we celebrate the beginning of the damming of, you know, what became Toledo Bend Reservoir.
Oh, okay.
Started, you know, on May 11th, 1964. The dam was completed in 1969. That's a while.
But that's probably on time, though.
But just to give you an idea of how massive, you know, and the engineering and everything that goes in.
Right.
With a drainage of 7,178 square miles, Toledo Bend conserves water for municipal, industrial, agricultural, and recreational purposes. And I'm chuckling because as anglers, we think that water's ours. Oh, okay.
You can't drink that.
That's not why they were built, you know.
Right. So, we just get the benefit.
Yeah, exactly. You got anything?
Well, of course, government, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, our friends at the Second Amendment Foundation. In the years before the Biden-Harris administration took over the White House, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives usually revoked an average of about 40 federal firearm licenses per year. But in the 11 months since Biden declared war on rogue gun dealers, the ATF has revoked 273 FFLs, an increase of more than 500%. However, rather than targeting the true rogues, Biden's ATF is revoking FFLs for the most minor of paperwork errors, which were never really a concern for the ATF until Biden kind of weaponized the agency. Has nothing to do with ATF, everything to do with the Department of Justice, said an FFL consultant. Vast majority of the ATF don't like this anymore than the industry does, he said. It's Biden. Check SAF.org, by the way.
Seems to be a lack of focus. Which seems to be a recurring theme with this administration, you know.
The mind wanders.
Yes.
The mind sort of wanders, yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's fiddle with this.
Yeah, you got anything else?
Yeah. You probably have this, too. I know you do because you follow this. Last winter, an estimated 543 whipping cranes arrived on their Texas wintering grounds after migrating 2,500 miles from their breeding grounds in the Wood Buffalo National Park in Canada. Each fall, the birds make their way back to Aransas National Wildlife Refuge and surrounding habitats where they spend the winter. Once they arrived, biologists with Fish and Wildlife survey the birds by air. Preliminary data analysis of aerial surveys of the Aransas Wood Buffalo whooping crane population conducted last winter indicated 543 whoopers, including 31 juveniles, in the primary survey area. This is an increase with the last survey from winter of 2019-2020 estimating 506 whoopers. So
from 506 to what?
543.
Ah, good.
Yep.
Anyway, very good. You got anything else?
No.
Oh.
I was looking for world peace, but I found a can of world peas in my pantry. It's about as close as I get.
If you're old enough to remember that.
Don't let my mind wander.
Yes.
You know?
Some good news.
Yeah.
In the firearm industry has surpassed $15 billion with a B in Pittman-Robertson excise tax contributes for conservation.
Right.
It was less than a year ago that the National Shooting Sports Foundation announced firearms and ammunition excise tax contributions surpassed $14 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some good stuff.
And that's for conservation. Some idiot on Facebook, and I didn't get into it. I don't get into it. Was, you know, hunters don't do anything to conserve game.
Yeah.
That's where the money comes from, folks.
Money would be coming in a lot quicker if we could buy some ammunition, you know.
Yeah, right.
Good point. A story I will save for another day once the final outcome, you know, is known.
Okay. This your search you're talking about?
Yes.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to forewarn you. I did a story in the upcoming June issue of Texas Outdoors Journal about things to you need to do now.
Right.
Move your search and your gathering up for the upcoming hunting season because of the shortage that exists.
Right.
Gave you some suggestions of places to go. And those are all good suggestions. But I probably should have added in there, beware of the scammers.
Yes.
Okay. And they are out there. And I've been introduced to something called Zelle, which is a money transfer. No recourse. I mean, you're guaranteeing that when you transfer money from your account to another, that you know who it's going to.
Ooh.
And fortunately, the good Lord was watching over me.
Yeah.
And a transfer, you know, for several hundred dollars did not go through. And I did some research. And this one group, the Better Business Bureau, when I pulled it up, showed up. They are unaccredited, and they have a grade of F.
Okay.
With multiple, you know, complaints.
Be careful out there.
Yeah. And we'll check with our legal department and about mentioning names on the air, you know.
Okay.
But, and they've got several. And this was had to do with buying ammunition.
Okay.
Before we go to break, the April 2022 National Instant Criminal Background Check. Figure was 1,359,908, the third strongest April on record, and 33 months straight of over 1 million background checks for the transfer of firearms. Biden, wake up. Look at the numbers.
Right.
Okay? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our outdoor report, best bets. Are we going to find out if you're on or off the road?
Yes, you are.
All right, right after this.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in seven divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Triptech, Shinerbach, and Hoff Power Polaris. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Plus, Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And we bring to the microphone now a gentleman that can attest to this very fact. Working with Third Coast Thermal, Mr. Harold Gunn.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be here. It really is great to be here.
You've had firsthand knowledge only of figuring out what product you want, but then the service to help you match it up.
The sale.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at this thing going, boom, it's a big manual. Right. I mean, this is, you know, some complicated stuff.
Sure.
But it's amazing what it does. Mm-hmm. So not only help in picking the Steiner that I use for that story, mm-hmm. but also citing it in, because it's a whole different world to cite these things in.
You know, one of that story, one of the right. things, and, I mean, and talk about honest reporting, mm-hmm. You were saying one of the things that you were having to get used to was trying to differentiate or determine the size of the animal.
Because it's like sci-fi. So you're looking at this glow, and there's these golden animals running around. You know?
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
But fortunately, I had the chance of the pig that I got. I realized that they were all the same size, so they were pretty small.
Right.
And then the next pig I saw, ooh, and was with Charles Allen, and we both estimated it about 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a matter, like I say, of seeing some different things and go, oh, okay, now I get the idea. You know?
Well, folks, that testimonial just bears out that Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers.
It opens up a whole new world.
All over the United States and will ship to your location for free. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Check out their inventory. And then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. And just because of my project that I'm working on,
mm-hmm.
websites are out of date. I mean, they can be current in the morning
right.
and be out of date that afternoon. So if you see something you like, call them and go.
Jump on it.
jump on it, but also check about availability or what may be coming in.
Correct.
How about our best bets?
How about it?
All right.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are 2 days of the 5 best of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trio of good ones. Thursday slips to fair. Friday, next Saturday and Sunday, 3 more best days. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid to late morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. Next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game actively feeding from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Monday, May the 16th, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, May the 22nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of 2 high and 2 low tides. Monday and Tuesday have a single tide schedule of 1 high and 1 low each day. Wednesday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with the ever-popular single tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast, it's spring. Spring is carrying on, but it's acting like summer. And by that, we've got winds. We've got some high tides that we're having to play, as well as then the receding tides and water temperature.
My goodness. The higher temperatures, yeah.
Yeah. The water temperatures are amazing because we blew through 70 degrees, which mm-hmm. is the magic mark for speckled trout.
Right.
Most reporting stations are showing 81 degrees water temperature, with the exception, interestingly, based on these numbers, down in the lower coast, in the lower Laguna Madre, that are still hanging around in the mid to upper 70s. Fishing has been good. Activity has taken place. Typically, May is when you're seeing a lot of speckled trout
mm-hmm.
spawning.
Ah.
Okay? And I believe you said in the report in the best bets that Monday is going to have a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, with all those best and good days,
right. Get
on the water
because
you ought to be able to pick up some good fish. Remember, we still have the restriction. Working shallow water early,
mm-hmm.
those fish then retreat to deeper water. I don't care where you're fishing, whether it's over at Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston, all the way down the mid-coast area from Matagorda to southward. To the lower Laguna Madre, just think about where you are in the day, because it's different in the morning,
mm-hmm.
noon, afternoon, all right? And then, as we mentioned, coming up, the big event for many people that like to go to the Gulf, June 1st, red snapper season opens in federal waters. Until we get there, mm-hmm. state waters out to 9 nautical miles.
There you go.
How about our lakes?
And remember to hydrate. Oh, so I throw that out there because this weather snuck up on us. You know, I feel terrible.
We'll drink some water. Had time to adjust. You know,
Correct. Okay, catfish. They're ready to spawn in 5 to 25 feet of water on Conroe, looking for nests in tires, rock, brush, timber. They will be concentrated together until around mid-July. Crappie are good in 14 to 24 feet of water in standing timber and brush piles using crappie jigs in blue, white, black, silver, or shownuff. Black bass are good dead-sticking weightless cincos close to the bulkheads. Texas rig creature baits are producing early morning in 8 to 17 feet of water, moving deeper in the afternoon, hitting creature baits and rattle traps. Fork. Lake Fork crappie seem to be nearing the very end of their spawn. White crappie are in less than 10 feet of water. Bass are good on windy points in 1 to 3 feet of water with square bills, spinner baits, chatter baits, shad colors. Shaky heads are good around big wood in 3 to 5 feet of water using super finesse worms. Mardi Gras drop shots are also good around wood with small straight tail worms. Carolina rigs are good on points and secondary points with lizards in the green pumpkin shades. Livingston. White bass are good off points and brush hitting slabs and spoons. Catfish are good in the bulkheads and on cut shad. Nackinich. Starting to see some good numbers of post-spawn bass schooling up over deeper water. Alabama rigs and a plus one jerkbait are getting the most bites. Topwater bites, they're producing well early and later in the day. Texas rigs, June bugs, worms are produced in 12 feet of water. Sam Rayburn. Bass are good along the banks and in submerged brush using white popping frogs. The bite in the creek channels is good on crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Crappie are good. Coming out from the spawn, moving to the brush piles. Bass drop. Bass are good working outside edges of grass in 5 to 10 feet of water with flukes, worms, and watermelon colors. A shallow crankbait will get you some hits as well. Limestone. Fishing has been awesome. Crappie continue to be shallow from 7 to 15 feet of water using minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 7 feet of water using chatterbaits, frogs, weightless yum dingers, and spinnerbaits. Palestine. Bass are good with deep diving crankbaits and Carolina rigs and creek channels in 16 feet of water. White bass are good off points and in the 155 roadbed using crankbaits and jigging spoons. Texoma. The topwater bite is on for striped bass. Banks with egrets are producing bigger fish, and the north and west end are holding box-size fish. The slab bite is starting, but our swim baits and Alabama rigs are still working.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way. We're big friendly, Amistad Reservoir. Water level is extremely low, 55.6 feet low. So watch for exposed timber and also check with the Park Service for ramp closures before you head out. Channel catfish are excellent on punch bait in 4 to 6 feet of water early and then move into 34 feet of water when the sun rises. Largemouth bass are good around the edges of hydrilla with some fish still on beds. However, most spawning is taking place on the deeper ledges. That when you say deeper ledges, think of the ivy drift, because that's kind of where it started.
Okay.
And that's what's going on ivy now. In flats 25 feet and deeper, you set up some of those floats, set you up a grid, drift, dredging a 10-inch power worm behind you. And that's where the big fish used to come from.
Oh.
In fact, a bunch of the big fish were caught this year were from deeper areas as opposed to being real shallow. Choke Canyon, bass are very good shallow in 5 to 8 feet of water in the grass using crankbaits and chatterbaits. And deeper on the lower end with crankbaits, crappie are very good over brush piles. Falcon, now here's something, and I have not eaten this yet, but I understand it's really good. But the garbite is good on the north end shallow flats. When bow fishing or using a rod and reel with cut bait, bass are good in 8 to 15 feet of water with plastic worms. I got an idea of what gar is going to taste like and is like. And I think it's probably a little coarser, you know, type meat.
Right.
Really pretty meat. I'm looking forward to trying that next time I'm down in the valley. Brownwood bass are good to 8 pounds on jigs and crankbaits around the rocky banks and docks in 3 to 10 feet of water. Allen Henry, crappie are good on jigs and minnows in water 2 to 10 feet deep. How about the Hill Country?
Well, let's go to Big Lake Buckhannon.
There you go.
Crappie fishing is good in 15 to 20 feet of water over brush piles using chartreuse jigs. Bass are good on shallow rock and vegetation areas and flipping shallow trees with worms and crawworms. Canyon, bass are very good around hydrilla and points using plastics in watermelon or green pumpkin. Good early morning topwater bites with shad imitations. Travis, bass are chasing minnows early on sunny days. Look near the fronts of coves and in 5 to 10 feet of water on points and rocky shorelines using topwaters early, switching to worms later in the day. Waco. Crappie fishing in Waco has been on fire. Crappie are in 10 to 14 feet of water.
All right. What's it been this week? On, off?
God, let me just irritate you.
You do that regularly.
It's pure electric, okay? It's pure electric.
Okay.
But total luxury, scary fast. One of the most beautiful cars I've ever driven. 1922. I'm dating myself too. 2022 Mercedes EQS 450 Plus sedan. Just fabulous. Very interesting too. I mean, this thing is rated at 329 horsepower. Got an air suspension, adaptive damping, adjustable braking system. But here's something interesting. And it's got drive modes, okay? So you can get, like, you know, medium, mild, economy, and race. It's got an exterior...
Does that equate to miles per gallon?
Yeah. 97. Really? Yeah.
97 what?
Miles per gallon is what it equates to. 97 miles per gallon.
Oh, wow.
May I jump in here? It's got an exterior sound generator. Because the first time I fiddled with this mode knob, I'm going, what? There's no motor. It creates the sound of a V8.
Right.
It creates the sound because since they're basically silent, part of it was a safety thing. So people could hear you if you're backing up or going forward and you won't run over them. But also it changes the sound to more sporty depending on the drive mode you're in. Hey, what can I say? Anyway, you got a big nav system. Burmeister 3D surround sound system, heated ventilated everything seat, 64 color ambient interior lighting. You can set it any way you want to. This thing was a polar white, black and saddle brown leather in it. Natural grain, yacht design, brown walnut. It's an amazing thing though, but the instrument panel and the nav cluster and all of that covers the entire dash. It is 56 inches long. It's like CinemaScope. It's this monster screen area, depending on what you want to look at. I mean, this thing's got the works. It's got the ride. It's got the drive. And for those questions, I'll bring this up to you. They say that to keep these things charged costs you $300 to $400 a year. I've been trying to research this because I know you want to know. And charging stations, though, they will charge you from $11 to $25 to fill up at a charging station. That takes your money. Don't look at me like that. Anyway, but this thing is a beautiful car. It's Olson money, $115,000. No, that's Bob money. That's audio Bob money, $115,000. But Lord, is it beautiful. Scary fast, 0 to 60 in 5. Boy, check it out if you want to get electrified, the Mercedes 2022 EQS 450 Plus sedan.
Folks, I wish you could be in studio with us and see Harold looking at me going, you're buying this, right? You're buying this, right? You're buying this,
You're
right?
Waiting for the Ford Lightning F-150. I know that.
Have you seen the mathematical equation that converts electric kilowatts to miles per gallon?
Yeah, but I need to write it down.
Okay, we'll bring that in
next time. It's there.
Right?
It is out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
All right, before we go,
yes.
Let's talk about hunting.
Oh, let's...
Yeah, spring turkey season wraps up this weekend on Sunday, May 15th in the North Zone. Then the end of the month, May 31st, the 51 East Texas County spring squirrel season will conclude. Running through August 31 is the South Zone javelina season and other open counties for Mr. Bushytail.
Okay, so are you going to the NRA conference?
No.
You're not?
No.
Well.
It's on a holiday weekend. Poor choice.
Yeah, well, I'm going anyway.
Good for you. Yeah. But I mean,
yeah, it's Memorial Weekend at the George R. Brown in Houston. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
We're going to take 51st annual. Okay, go ahead.
That's a whole other topic we'll get into next week, okay? We're going to take a break when we come back. Okay. Hey, we're going to get with Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The Sea Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, this is an amazing story, and you need to go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com, and watch the video to give you a base. Really, really proud of this team of professionals that have come up with this vitamin package that reduces the wildlife feed cost over a traditional protein, by 2 to 1. And it's a free choice, limited intake. That's what helps, you know, drop your overall cost.
And they eat what they want, and that's it. And as I always say, that the hogs and the raccoons don't mess with it, which is really wonderful.
Absolutely. We've got bucks that continue to have needs year-round. We've got mama deer that are carrying those fawns. They're going to be putting them on the ground pretty soon.
Right.
They're going to need to produce some milk to get those youngsters' legs under them so that they can run away from those that want to eat them.
Right.
You know? So go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Stuff is not good because we're saying it or because they're saying
it. It's been proven.
Oh, it's been proven by ranchers all across Texas, Midwest, New Mexico, and other parts. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming up, no, we're not.
No, we're not. We're here.
To our guest.
We better, because she's waiting for us.
She is, and she's been busy practicing what she preaches.
Oh, okay.
Our guest, Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator. Kimberly, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Listen, when we set this up, you were telling me that you were in the hill country on one of our lakes, and you were harassing some of our game wardens. Is that right?
I guess you could say that. We've been on the water in two different locations in the last couple weeks. We were at Fort Parker State Park and also right in the middle of downtown Austin on Lady Bird Lake practicing kayak safety and rescue and paddling skills.
You mentioned to me that you were going to make them get wet and then have to try to get back in a kayak. Now, were they in shorts, or they weren't in their full warden gear with vest? And I mean, they were appropriately dressed to be around the water, right?
Well, actually, because they're going to patrol on some of these paddle craft, they were dressed in uniform. However, we did take the gear out of the duty belt just for the practice session. But when they are out there patrolling on kayaks, they'll be in full uniform, including their duty belt.
That's right. Hey, Kimberly, did you turn any of them upside down?
We actually did.
That's scary.
And it's really important to practice that. If you're new to kayaking or you're new to your vessel, it's important to see whether you can get back in that vessel safely. And so we flipped them over. We helped each other get back in boats. We did some self-rescues, just a lot of practice to make sure that they can be safe on the water and they're able to help someone else out on the water.
Now, are these wardens that are part of the Marine Division? Are they rank and file wardens that are going to be patrolling in their assigned area?
Yeah, these are wardens that are going to patrol via kayak in their counties. We had the game wardens that patrols Village Creek with us. We had game wardens that patrol the Guadalupe River, the Kamal River, and the San Marcos River. We've been gearing up across the state to spend some time on the water to educate people on safety practices and, of course, enforce our boating laws.
Yeah, they used to call that stealth fishing. Now it's stealth investigating, right?
a little bit. It's probably a little unexpected to see us roll up on a kayak, but
right.
we really want to help all of our new participants that are out there on kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddleboards understand what it means to be safe on the water.
You know, our wardens are the best of the best. I mean, thousands apply, yep. And there's only so few that are accepted into the academy. What was their attitude? I mean, just real quick, their attitude beforehand going, yeah, right, you know. And then after the fact, were they a bit enlightened?
They were. It's interesting because some of these wardens have spent a lot of hours on their kayaks, but they were never taught the proper techniques. And so I was teaching them things like how to use a draw stroke to pull their boat sideways and how to be more efficient in paddling using their legs and torso. So there's a lot you can learn to be a better paddler on the water. A couple of them on the first session were voluntold to go to the training. And at the end of it, they were pretty enlightened that they had picked up some new skills and felt more confident on the kayaks.
Outstanding. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So if you would, hold on. Folks, when you come back, we're going to be talking about boating safety tips for all of us with Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our boating safety conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator, Kimberly Sorensen. We're about to get real busy on the water. I mean, it already has with the heat that we've seen across the Lone Star State. But, as I get older, I realize I'm no longer bulletproof. and I operate more efficiently and smarter.
Right.
Personal flotation device and kill switch on motor vessels are an absolute must, right, Kimberly?
Absolutely. We had about 92% of our fatality victims were not wearing a life jacket last year. So to take one simple step to save your life and keep your family safe, simply buckle up, put on a life jacket when you get out on the water. In the last 10 years, 2020 was our highest rate of accidents, injuries, and fatalities on the water, with 2021 being the second highest. You know, we just have a lot more people out there on the water and a lot of new boaters spending time on the water.
As we see the reports, and we announce them here on Texas Outdoor News about no life jacket, boat found running, you know, with no operator. And then, of course, there's the boating while intoxicated and your youngsters. The boating safety courses kind of hit the high points of maybe some navigation and on the coast, your markers. Are you aware of any boat training hands-on courses that are available in Texas?
Yes, there are some hands-on courses. Specifically, America's Boating Club is leading the way on doing hands-on courses. You can check out their website. And if you can't find a registered course, find an experienced captain, someone who's spent time on the water, someone who has learned how to be safe on the vessel. You know, as a fairly new boating captain myself, I've spent time on the water with experienced captains that have helped me be more confident and really be safe in my new boat.
Kimberly, are you seeing dealers stepping up as far as offering training or something? You know, they'll sell you a car, but they won't teach you how to drive it. They sell you a boat, the same thing, or are we getting some participation from them?
They'll teach you the basics of the mechanical parts of your boat, you know, how it runs and how to maintain the engine, things like that. As far as navigating and spending time on the water, again, spend time with an experienced captain or find an organization. There's a lot of people that are renting boats, and those organizations are doing a great job of providing training before you take their boat out. So that's another good way to get into boating. Right now, what we're seeing is boats that are smaller, like 16 feet to 26 feet, are involved in about half of our accidents. And so the small vessels are easy to get out on the water and practice boating, but we really encourage you to know how to use that boat and how to be safe on it.
Just to echo the points you made about going with an experienced captain, particularly in what we sometimes call the off-season, there's places to find protected water, and these captains, particularly coastal captains, I'm less familiar about, you know, guides on inland lakes, but you can bring your boat, and they'll help you, you know, become more familiar with your boat and operation. One thing that I've said for years is boats don't come with brakes.
Right.
And they, I mean, yeah, you can use your motor to do a few things, but it's not, it's still a drift. And with some of our lakes, particularly in Central and West Texas, being so low, we just mentioned that Amistad Reservoir is almost 56 feet low and there's warnings on timber. Gotta have somebody helping you. Or just be really aware and slow down. Aren't those some good rules to follow?
Yeah, you want to have a constant lookout and maintain a proper speed. You know, if the lake levels are low, you don't know what obstacles are going to come up. So, you know, make sure you're paying attention to the environment and not going so fast that you're going to hit something at a high speed. And that plays right back into what you already mentioned about the kill switch. You know, high-speed boat hitting an obstacle will throw you from a boat. And so that kill switch will turn off the motor and stop the boat and make it a better day in terms of being able to rescue back into that boat.
Texas Parks and Wildlife has a great website, and you can go to tpwd.texas.gov and then click on the boating link, and it will take you to the boating section, give you all the information you need on registration forms, boater education, water safety. Is there any particular facet? You mentioned the size of some craft, 16 to 26. At one time, kayaks, because they're so low profile.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't fly a pennant to give, you know, higher visibility or early in the morning.
Right.
You see in any other areas that are a bit of a problem?
Well, we've seen a huge increase in people using kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddleboards.
Okay.
Specifically, the stand-up paddleboard industry tends to do advertisements not showing people with life jackets. And it, by law, you have to have a life jacket on that vessel. So stand-up paddleboards, canoes, and kayaks all require you to have a life jacket on board. If you're under 13 years old, you have to wear the jacket at all times while on a vessel. And so I think a lot of times people just need to know the boating laws. So if you are spending time out on the water, go to our website or Google the Texas Water Safety Act, and that will get you all of the boating laws for Texas.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. The we're about out of time, but real quickly, the website, I guess, is the best place to go for boating safety courses, either online or were they still doing some in-class courses?
They are. So Texas Parks and Wildlife teaches in-class courses, but we also have America's Boating Club and the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. So when you go to our website, you'll find their classes online. So it'll show you where they're at in the state and when the class is to be able to register. And then also on our website, we have five different online vendors. So you can sit in your house and take a boating safety course. So we encourage you to click through and learn about the vendors and just choose the course that fits best for you.
We started talking about you instructing our game wardens.
Yes.
Let's end there as well, because did you walk away with a bit more of a swagger around our wardens going, uh-huh, you're going to have to see me again next year for recertification or anything like that?
You know, it was really a pleasure to spend time on the water with them. A couple of the wardens that were in my class are pretty popular on Lone Star Law and have been around for a while and spent time on the rivers, but they learn how to run their vessels better. They learn how to move their kayaks efficiently and effectively over the training, and that's really what we want. And we want people to take time to learn how to do things better, more efficient, and more safe on the water.
Folks, final comment. This is a lady.
Yes.
Heading the Boating Safety Department of Texas Parks and Wildlife.
That's only right.
For all you moms out there or females, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a role model that we can look to protect your kids. And I bet they could probably run you down if they have some questions, couldn't they, Kim?
They can. We have an email that's called, it's boater.education@tpwd.texas.gov. If you have any boating safety questions, feel free to hit us on the email. We also have a Facebook and Instagram page. Right. It's just Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating and Water Safety. Please come check out the page. We'll be putting up boating tips. And next week is National Safe Boating Week, so May 21st through 28th. We'll encourage everyone to check their safety gear, get prepared for the summer, and get ready for Memorial Day weekend, because that's one of the busiest weekends for boating across the nation.
Kim, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What do we got, Harold?
Here we go. Okay, May 19th, Corpus Christi Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraising dinner in Corpus Christi. For tickets and info, go to ducks.org. May 28th, September 5th, the great 2022 CCA Star Tournament statewide. For information, go to ccatexas.org. You got to sign up, and then you got to go fishing in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So, for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator, and go to their website, tpwd.texas.gov. All the things that we talked about and so much more is available there. Please, please, regardless of the water body you're on, wear a life jacket. I wear an inflatable as soon as I step on board. Mm-hmm. And have a kill switch. It's something that it took me a while to get in tune, but let me tell you what, when I fire it up, it's on my wrist. It's going to, you know, it could potentially save your life.
Oh, absolutely. We've had too many lives lost in the last couple of years.
It's tragic.
It's really. Like you put your seatbelt on, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and then put your life vest on.
There you go.
Duh. All right. Wow. Anyway, before I preach anymore, do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com, and there's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, plus up at the top, says listen to our show, click on that, and they're all archived. So if you'll, what did they actually say? You can go back and play it again over and over, all right? And catch us on our Stitcher Smart Radio and like us on Facebook. If you're on the water, be safe. Join us next week.